Thank you. Greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. He's all the solutions for our problems. Amen. And we have received the covenant entitled the God's Pride, King Josiah's Gospel. King Josiah became the king when he was 8. Can you hear? Jesus is the Christ. So King Josiah became king when he was 8. Then when he was 16, he really started seeking David. When he turned into 20, he started removing all the idols in Jerusalem, in Israel. What did you do at age of eight? Were you looking for God? What were you doing when you were 60? When you were 20, did you really start breaking the darkness or idol? Why? Even though he was so small and young, and then how could he really start seeking God? Because of these people who are really surrounding him. There was the mother's prayer behind this. Then there was the prophet Hilkiah. There was someone who was called Shaphan. These people around him was actually kept talking to him about the Bible. Then Shaphan. That's how much the trust relationship they really had. And that's how much the spiritually they could really communicate. King Josiah's gospel movement, if we really look into it. So he actually looked at the problem of the age and then he grabbed hold onto the covenant. What was the problem of the King Josiah's age? Second Chronicle 21:3. He ripped the high places his father Hezekiah had destroyed. He also erected altars to Baal and made an Asherah Paul, as Ahab king of Israel had done. He bowed down to all the starry hosts and worshipped them. King Hezekiah, who was the person of God, couldn't really deliver that gospel to his own son, and then Israel was completely corrupted. So God is merciful, so he actually gave the one chance. If you really break all the darkness, then you will receive the grace. But they didn't really listen. Then all the people were actually forced to have the idol worship. The king Manasseh died, and after that, his son became the king. 21:20-22. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. He followed completely the way of his father, worshipping the idols his father had worshipped and bowing down to them. He forsake the Lord, the God of his ancestors, and did not walk in obedience to him. King of Manasseh, the son of Manasseh, well, of course, followed just like his father. Then after the King Josiah was born, 20:13, Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah about what is written in this book that had been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us because those who have gone before us have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written in there concerning us. King Josiah actually could see what kind of spiritual problems that was running through his ancestor. His father, his grandfather, was not really obedient with God. But not only that the problem was for his family, he really saw it as the problem of the age. The problems and the spiritual problems that really exist in a family is actually the problems in Japan. The problems of your house or your family is the problems of the problem of Japan. That's why God really gave us the covenant. If you really look into your family, you can actually see the problem of this age. That's why God actually first called you as a disciple. That's why God really gave you the covenant of the 3,000 disciples, 300 regional churches. All the spiritual flow that is running through your family is exactly the same thing that is running through in the church. No power whatsoever. No answer whatsoever. No evangelism. Then the next generations are full of problems. Is it your family problem? It's a problem of Japanese churches. That's why God has really called us first to really revive the theological seminary and pastoral churches. God really gave us the covenant. Look at your offsprings. Look at all these kids who are really just following their parents' spiritual flow. That's why the ACS has given, so that all the spiritual flow will be really cut. Then the covenant of ACS has been really given to us. Why is that? To really save the world. To make all the people, all the countries as our disciples to really proclaim this gospel. So God is actually showing the problem of your family is the problem of this age. So King Josiah really could see this correctly. The problems of my grandpa and the father is the problem of this age. So he actually had the faith reformation, spiritual reformation. So what we really read is same thing with the Second Chronicles. The Second Chronicles 34:31. King Josiah was actually standing in front of God. The king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and keep his commands, statutes and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. So what did his King Josiah do? In front of God, he really decided, this is the spiritual flow of my parent and grandparent and then this age. But I will have this pledge in front of God. I will be obedient with the God's rule, God's word. Whatever it's written in the book of the Bible, I will keep it. With all my soul, with all my heart, I will obey. So the one child actually had this covenant and make resolution. This is what we really have to do, not in front of people, not in front of myself. In front of God, you should really have the resolution of your faith. How could you really see that? Second Chronicles. After the resolution, they received that God's word as the covenant. He says it's the book of the law. So, not as the word of God, but he really received it as the covenant. In 24, then to really obey the God's word, he just destroyed all the idols. So he actually acknowledged that the problem running through his family, he actually decided first, I will really have the walk of faith in front of God. Then that resolution, then that means that I will really follow the God's word. This is the God's word I will follow. I will take actions. The King Josiah actually did it. So that's how he could actually restore the word. Today, it's Coram Deo. It means that the word of in front of God. In front of God, you really have to give thanksgiving. That all these sins of the ancestors, all this problem that is running through my family line, in order for us to really be free from this, then God has really sent this Jesus Christ, who is the blood of Lamb. I'm really thankful to God, because God really has sent this Jesus Christ to me. Because of all the sins, problem of the sins running through my family line, all the disasters, all the problem of Satan, the problem of the hell. And God has really finished all these things through the blood of Lamb. Now all the people must really confess this to God to really purify them, to give thanksgiving. Then they really gave the offering of the Lamb, which means that just like us, they really give worship to God. Not only that, they are not just really satisfied with the worship. 23:20. So they really said that they really killed, because these people really have the idol worship. And they will just put all these clothes, all the curtain, and then they will just do all these sexual things. So to all the people, it was really revealed. If you really have the idol worship like this, then your destiny will be just like these priests. Then with all the wrath, then God will really destroy you. What is the Passover? What do we mean by having the freedom? If once you get free, then you don't go back. So the King Josiah actually blocked them from going back. So King Josiah actually destroyed all the things that will make them go back. Will really block you and destroy you. Are you still around that problem? The problem that all the nature that will really make you corrupt. Do you still keep it around you? When you say that you are saved by Christ, it means you don't go back. So not to go back, and then King Josiah actually destroyed all the chances or channels to really go back. So Passover is not just being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't really have to go back. If the same problem had been really repeated many times, Which means that you're actually close to that problem because you still have the way to go back. You have to get rid of that, all the channels. Because once you're free, then you should be completely have no connection with this. Just like that, King Josiah had the Reformation like that. So that they will not go back to the idol worshipping. So he actually really saved his people so that they don't go back to their old themselves. That's the message, first message. This is what we want to say. Then God really gave us the covenant to really revive. First Chronicles. He received all this unprecedented answer. Neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did, with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his strength, according with all the law of Moses. Isn't it so renowned? Don't you want to be like King Josiah? But you shouldn't be like him. Why? Because it's important that there's no one like Josiah. Who do we need? We really hope that someone like Josiah will really rise up in each age. King Josiah was very great God, but his father was very worst. We will see the result. They have really saved all his people. However, he couldn't really save his own offspring. Pastor Shin always say, that it doesn't really matter how well our faith was in our generation, but if the next generation is destroyed, and that's the failure. In that aspect, and King Josiah actually failed. He was okay, and he saved all his generation. However, next generation was completely destroyed. How about you? You want to be like Josiah? No. But in each age, we should make sure that we have to raise all these people who are just like King Josiah. It's not really about a failure is something bad. The important thing here is that God's covenant cannot be changed by anyone. I don't want to talk about that Josiah was really bad. So even though the King Josiah was a very great king, however, he couldn't really change God's plan. 27, so the Lord said, I will remove Judah also from my presence as I removed Israel, and I would reject Jerusalem, the city I chose, and this temple about which I said my name shall be there. Because God already promised that Israel will be destroyed, and King Josiah knew it. 22:19. To the king of Prophet Dale, he asked, because of the idol worshiping that his grandpa did, and because of the wrath that would just that God actually had against Israel. The King Josiah actually knew that, and then he really tore his clothes and repented. Then God said, because I can see your heart, and then I will accept your prayer. So King Josiah actually did his best, including myself and my people will repent before you. Please work upon us, because this is my oath to really revive myself and my age. As a king, it's great. However, as a parent, he failed. Why did he really fail? it says something interesting. 23:29. So all the Israel actually get rid of all these idols, and then he really died. He died because of the king of Egypt. Then all of a sudden, this king of Egypt appeared. 23. So it really says that. So King Josiah actually, as Assyria actually tried to go to Egypt. Why? To really stop the Babylon. Then Israel and Assyria tried to get the agreement to really to destroy the Babylon. King Josiah, what did he do? Then even though there was nothing to do with these things, the King Josiah actually went to the Egypt. So King Josiah actually tried to change the plan of God, because he knew that by someone, Assyria or Egypt, Babylon, will destroy Israel. So to stop that, he actually chose to go. Chronicle 33:22. When Nico sent messages to him saying, "What quarrel is there, King of Judah, between you and me? It is not you I am attacking at this time, but the house with which I am at war. God has told me to hurry, so stop opposing God who is with me, or he will destroy you." Josiah, however, will not turn away from him, but disguised himself to engage him in battle. He would not listen to what Nico. So King Pharaoh said, "Just go. If you really stop me, and then God is the one who will destroy you." So even to the non-believers, God actually gave the message. Sometimes non-believer will be used to give the message to you. So Josiah didn't really listen. So he was actually failed. He confessed, "I will follow God's word. I will keep the God's word with all my heart, with all my everything. I will follow God." But at the very end, he didn't go. He didn't follow. He didn't listen to the God's word, but he actually used his own power to block it. It's important. Or the disbelief of the parents. The parents will not do anything, but he or she will just pick something, select something, and without any prayer and any thoughts, then take actions, it will end up with a failure. And after all, their offsprings will be really conquered by Egypt. Even though they had this blessing of the Passover, they will go back to the slaves in Egypt. Because of whose mistake? Because of the failures of the King Josiah. His offsprings will go back to Egypt. We are not the Josiah. You shouldn't really have any faith in people. You shouldn't have any faith in the faithful person who in whom you should really have the faith. Only Christ, who is the main figure of the faith, the parent, that's the parent. It doesn't really matter how great your answer you have received. You have to do it until the end. Until the end, you have to really follow the God's word. King Josiah actually worked so well. So even Jeremiah actually prayed to God when King Josiah really died. That was the content of the Lamentation. So overall, it's not easy to say that he actually had the failure, but King Josiah actually had the failure because of one mistake. He had the disbelief toward God, and he was disobedient with his God's word. Then if really God said something, then he could have just prayed and then confirmed it. He didn't really pray, and he didn't even check it, and he just did it all by himself. If that is the state of the parent, even if we got freedom, and our offsprings will go back. So the parent is very important. So it's the kids and the teachers are very important. And all the ministers are very important. What kind of inheritance are we really leaving for them? It's not like what you have done is not important. What kind of faith and confession of the faith are you going to have? So you believe in God till the end. You pray and you receive answers. Until you really receive the answer, you pray. And then you have received the answer, then you pick, you chose. Not just as the knowledge, but you listen to the God's word and you really obey God's word. And the next generations will be really rising up. Oh, I couldn't really do this. You should really start it from now. From today, I am not going to have that disbelief. I will pray. Until God really answers, I will pray. Then with the answer received, then I will make decisions for my child. Please heal my only the only knowledge. That whoever talks to me, I will really listen to them as the God's word. Because this person who is persecuting me just talks to me. It's Satan's word. Stop thinking like that. Because God will be still talking to you using any kinds of people. You should be able to listen to everything as the God's word. I will not let my offsprings and the next generations be a slave. You should really make decisions before God. Once you did, you have to do it till the end. Because it's impossible for us to do till the end. So that's why you have to pray in the name of Jesus Christ so that we can actually do it till the end. King Josiah actually did many great things, but he was not Christ. So he couldn't really go till the end. So in whom should we really put our hope? It's not on the person, the faithful person, but on Christ. Till the end, he'll be with us. That is a promise that it's given to us. That is Jesus Christ. We listen to the word of Jesus Christ. And till the end, you have to really keep your faith. The result will be really influential on the next generations. When you really gave up, and then God will also give up. Till the end, I really hope that you will pray. Just like King Josiah, we have really grabbed hold on to the covenant of the God's kingdom. Until the end, let us really keep that promise. Let all the next generations be arising. Let us grab hold onto the covenant and pray.